Good morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. And we're going to talk this morning a little bit about a trauma-informed conference. It's coming up this Saturday. A trauma-informed community. It's coming up Saturday, August 18th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. And with me now are Jean Swanson. She's the outreach family caseworker for social services at the Sitka Tribe of Alaska. Good morning, Jean.
Good morning.
And Alaire Huey is here. She's the school program coordinator at SAFE. Hi, Alaire.
Hi.
And Phil Burdick is the co-assistant superintendent for the Sitka School District. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Rob.
Jean, let's talk about how the conference all came about. I guess you're the woman carrying the history of why we need to, talk about trauma and how to manage it.
Well, I came back from Anchorage about 2 years ago. I had been invited with a couple of cohorts from SAFE and OCS to attend a conference in Anchorage through ANDVSA, which is the Alaska Network for Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault. And at that conference, there were multiple speakers that really touched me, and it was regarding trauma, trauma-informed care, and ACEs. And Linda Chamberlain was one of those speakers that took up a big portion of the conference, and I was very impressed with her, so I came back very excited. Through connections and our resources here and our collaboration with different agencies, I was able to hook up with these two wonderful people and really start working hard on putting together a conference here in Sitka, because trauma impacts a high number of people in our community. And I just felt that necessary for caregivers in our community to know about the information so that they can take care of our children.
And you're actually bringing Linda Chamberlain, the speaker who inspired you, to Sitka this weekend.
Yes.
And Alaire, I guess it's trauma is not just it's just not an opinion. I mean, there's data to support that a lot of us in Sitka, a lot of us everywhere, have been affected by adverse childhood experiences or ACEs, right?
Yeah. So trauma is sort of anything that sort of overwhelms your brain's like natural coping, stuff you normally cope with, right? And I'm sure that definition will be better explained by Dr. Chamberlain. But we know that trauma is very widespread. There was a study on what they called adverse childhood experiences in public health about 20 years ago that revealed that lots of people had experienced what we call ACEs, adverse childhood experiences, that it was very, very widespread. And then we also found in that study that those adverse childhood experiences are directly linked to not only emotional and psychological damage, but also physical. So like really they're highly correlated with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, substance use, and then, anxiety and depression. And we actually know from a study that was done, I think, a couple years ago around the state, and we have specific data from Sitka, that it's very common here. We actually, let me look at the numbers. In Sitka, about 20% of people have experienced one, we call ACE. So it's like it could be neglect or abuse, exposure to mental health at a young age. 25% of people, so a quarter of people, have experienced 2 to 3 of those adverse childhood experiences, and 16% have experienced 4 or more. So that's the vast majority of people that live in Sitka have experienced trauma from a young age. And so we want to give information to everyone on how they can heal and cope and take care of one another, because that's the really good news, is that it's not forever. There are ways that we can heal and cope.
Right.
So that's what we want to tell everyone.
And we were talking a little bit before we went on the air about, what is trauma? What does trauma mean to each of us? And I think we can all picture, something happening to somebody else, this abuse, neglect, or exposure to behavioral health problems. But it's actually a bit more fluid and very personal, isn't it? Trauma can mean different things to different folks, right? Yeah.
Well, I think we get to define our own trauma, and but when we talk about adverse childhood experiences, it is very much data based, and it is very clear about what those experiences are. Not to minimize any trauma or any experience that anyone has, but a divorce, experiencing a divorce as a young person is an adverse childhood experience. And we know with the divorce rates in this country that many young people experience that. And so it goes from divorce to death of a loved one, incarceration of a family member, up to the more, personal, like on violence on a person. And so it's real clear what those experiences are, the studies, and they base them in that. But how you deal with it, and Jean has spoke to that this morning a little bit, what is it that you do once you've experienced that? Do you have the resource available to become resilient, to support people in being resilient? And that's really... for me as a school district employee, and when we come into contact with young people daily, longer than many people, we have 6 hours of contact with young children daily. And so how are we supporting young people through those experiences? How are we helping them to build resilience? Which is really Dr. Chamberlain's focus, is that the brain heals, like Alaire was saying. You're not stuck in this never-ending loop. The brain can heal from these experiences, and what do we do to support that healing?
So, what's going to go down on Saturday, and who should come? Who are we? What's the audience?
Everyone. We have specifically invited folks that are what we're calling sort of gatekeepers, so people that are interacting, like that have a resource for folks that have been exposed to trauma, but might not have been given the skills to or have the knowledge to know kind of like what it means to be trauma-informed, how to deal with somebody who's been exposed to trauma. So we've invited folks in social services, and the school district actually has 2 days with Linda Chamberlain prior, which is very exciting for them. And we've invited folks from all over Sitka, but it's really open to anyone. And there's going to be information at kind of all levels. People that have never really heard of trauma and people that have been studying it can all get stuff out of it. So the way that the conference is structured, we start the day with a keynote speech by Dr. Chamberlain in the morning at 9, and then we have a morning breakout session. There's 3 concurrent sessions. People can kind of pick which feels most appealing to them, and then we have a similar setup in the afternoon with, again, 3 concurrent sessions. Then we close it out with a film called Resilience on trauma and resilience, as the name potentially suggests. and then we have a wrap-up discussion on kind of what's next. What do we do with all this information here in Sitka?
Okay. The other thing that sort of crossed my mind earlier, Alaire, was when we're talking about trauma in Sitka, lately historical trauma has entered the conversation. Does that fit into this conference at all?
Yeah, so all of us actually have been working on the Health Summit goal of community conversations on historical trauma. And we've had a couple events leading up to it, but the community said, we want to talk about historical trauma. We want to know what it is and analyze that as a community. And I think we paired those together because the questions of what is trauma and the question of where does trauma come from are pretty related, right? So this conference is about how trauma impacts people and what it does to our brain. But I think the questions we also need to be asking is who is experiencing trauma and why. And so in Sitka, when we talk about historical trauma, we're talking about the trauma inflicted primarily on Native Alaskan people by colonization and continued oppression, right? So what does that do to a group of people? What does that do to brains? And how do we heal as a community? How do we contend with that? So there will be 2 of those breakout sessions kind of devoted to some of those questions. Louise Brady will be talking about historical trauma and colonization in Sitka. And Lakota Hardin in the next session will be talking about sort of decolonizing our minds and what does that mean.
Wow. The brochure for this, for the conference on a trauma-informed community, is 3 pages of really densely packed material. There's a lot of information here. Where should people go to find out more to help them, you know, decide whether they want to commit to spending Saturday or some of Saturday anyway, learning more about this? What's the route for more information?
Probably the best place is Facebook.
Yeah.
They can find us on our Facebook event. It's where the
trauma informed.
Who knows what I've even been doing with my days here? So trauma informed community conference is the the event, and they can register for the event. There's a link on that Facebook. Otherwise, it's tinyurl.com.
Okay.
/Sitka-resilience-project.
Okay, and we'll post the link with the morning interview on our on the Raven Radio KCAW.org website, and also our Facebook as well. Jean, is it turning out to be your vision of 2 years ago? Is the dream becoming a reality? Is it shaping up the way?
Oh, absolutely. Every email that our team receives is like, this is amazing. Oh my gosh, it's here. I'm so excited. I've been really excited to work with Phil because of him bringing trauma-informed care into the schools. And I think that that's going to have a huge impact on our community in general, because like he said, you know, with those people there are with our children 6-7 hours a day, 5 days a week. And then, you know, the vision for me, and I think for our group, is to continue this into the future. This is the, you know, our first one of hopefully many conferences, bringing different speakers in. So to answer your question, though, absolutely, I'm thrilled. I'm excited for Saturday. I'm nervous, but I'm excited.
Yeah, well, thanks for making it happen. And Phil, you're encouraging a lot of educators to be there this Saturday. I think it's a good use of time.
I do, but I can't make them come. As much as I would like to. You know, that's why we're bringing Dr. Chamberlain and also Pat Sidmore from the state of Alaska, who's the adverse childhood experience data collector manager. He knows all about the data from around the state, and he's got a real clear idea of what... ways in which we can tackle this problem. And so both Pat Sidmore and Dr. Chamberlain will be at the first two district in-service days on the 16th and 17th, knowing that teachers are trying to get into their classroom and clean up and get everything ready for kids. So it would be great if they came, but I'm going to make sure that they get this information during our in-service time too. So
all right, Alaire.
I just have one last. I wanted to thank everybody that's been involved in this process. This has been a process that's been a collaboration of over 7 agencies all around Sitka, and there's a lot of us have been doing a lot of work. On the Facebook page, you can find all those people that have been involved. And I also just wanted to really quickly say that we do have free childcare as well for the whole day. Primarily YAS is providing skilled employees to take care of children. So anyone who wants to go but feels like they can't because they have kids, they can still come.
Nice. All right. Alaire Huey is the school program coordinator with the Safe Shelter. Jean Swanson is the outreach family caseworker with social services for the tribe. Phil Burdick is co-assistant superintendent with the Sitka School District. We've been talking about trauma-informed community, a conference that's happening 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. this Saturday, August 18th. We'll post information about how to register at kcaw.org. You can also look to Facebook for the community, for the trauma.
And you can also
community.
Just show up.
And you can just show up. And there's free childcare. And hopefully, a lot of other folks like you listening now who are interested in learning more about this important subject. Thanks, everybody, for coming in today.
Thank you, Rob.
Thanks, Rob.